County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Bob Hamill. Bill Cook is not a Monroe County native, had lived in Bloomington until he and wife Gail chose the town to be the home of a brand new company. At the time, in the early 1960s, when Northwestern University pre-med graduate Bill was 32, they weren't sure what kind of business William A. Cook Incorporated would be, only that it would be debt-free and privately owned, and William A. Cook would not be working for anyone else. When Bill was searching for a manufacturing field to enter, a medical student cousin of his told him of an interesting new diagnostic and therapeutic procedure in medical science, developed by a young doctor in Sweden and called intervention. It put three small objects, a needle, a wire guide, and a catheter, through the needle's tiny injection hole into the bloodstream for diagnostic purposes. That quickly and painlessly, exploratory surgery largely became obsolete, and radiology became therapeutic as well as diagnostic. The method was taught in European and American medical schools, and especially younger surgeons were picking it up quickly. After graduation, they were Young Cook Incorporated's primary sales targets. Producing the device required no big financial plunge, no expensive machinery. The launching investment, $1,500. William A. Cook Incorporated began manufacturing operations in a spare bedroom in the Bloomington apartment where he, Gail, and infant son Carl lived. For a year, Bill and Gail were the corporation's only employees. Bill rising early each morning, putting on full business attire, coat, tie, genuine executive stuff, and promptly at 8, entering the spare room, closing the door behind him, and one unit at a time, welding those three things together into a wire guide for sale to doctors and hospitals. Besides tending to Carl, Gail, Phi Beta Kappa as an art major at Indiana University, was the corporation's quality control officer, occasionally feeling one of Bill's products was not perfect and hiding it away lest it reach their slowly developing market. She also did the bookkeeping, the correspondence, the invoicing. In August 1963, 2 months after incorporation, the Cooks received their first purchase order from Illinois Masonic Hospital for two wire guides at $3.50 each. As sales picked up, the three Cooks would celebrate each check arrival with dinner out at McDonald's. After a year, the first new employees were added, two, a salesman and a second wire guide builder. After 5 years, sales grossed nearly $500,000. The first real Cook factory was operating in a converted West Side Bloomington home. Employment of all kinds was up, and William A. Cook Incorporated was on its way. By the company's 30th birthday, this operation that began in a spare bedroom was global, and William A. Cook had spent years labeled by Forbes magazine as a billionaire, the richest man in Indiana. Wealth enabled the Cooks to give millions to several universities and to indulge a second shared interest, restoration of dead or dying buildings. That meant changing Bloomington's declining downtown business market into a thriving surrounding for the county's majestic courthouse, which itself was headed for demolition until Gill led a drive that saved and restored it. The Cooks reached out and rescued other all-but-dead relics, many in Bloomington. Most personal of all the projects for Bill Cook was revival of the all-but-dead downtown of the small Illinois town where he grew up, Canton. And most impactful of all was twin restoration of the classic circa 1900 hotels at West Baden and French Lick, once bitter rivals, now part of a spectacular near-billion-dollar resort that brought new life and economic vigor to their tiny southern Indiana communities. Bill was a visionary, a builder and benefactor right up to his death at 80 in April 2011. Son Carl has taken over his business and philanthropical roles, and Gail has never missed a step with her own historical and charitable work.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.